And thus a whole new tier of jokes was born.
With emphasis on the tears.
You see any tears?
No, that doesn't work because JD's not here. See, JD knew it was your birthday, so he stayed away.
Actually, he's on his way to give you a cake.
It's made of poop, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, it's frosting.
Sour cream.
This is Superhero Time with XV.
Powered fisting.
Hey, Mickey.
Ken, come sit on this and see what happens.
Ken. Paladin.
Hey, kids, what do you think will happen to me?
JD Church.
Yes, but I'm also stupid.
And Fort Max.
He just has a major prolapse.
So this is Superhero Time.
Hi.
It's not RFC this week.
Yeah, no. We're not doing that again.
By request or by restraining order?
So we're not doing that again.
Yeah, that answers that question.
You know what we should do, since JD's not here? We should do Fanboy Versus Podcast and see if we can get more people to listen to it than they listen to his.
Hell, you're getting comics.
But yeah, no. No JD, it's Paladin's birthday, and we have no shows to watch.
Well, la-di-s-inda.
Gaim premiered, but it's not subject.
So let's talk about that for a second.
Okay, I'm wondering if we're going to get to that.
It does have a theme song.
Yeah. No. We did hear Just Live More, and that's actually pretty f***ing awesome.
It is actually really awesome.
It seems like it's encouraging me to do drugs.
Don't they know? Just Live More?
Yeah. I mean, I've always been told to just say no, and now they're telling me to don't say no.
No.
So I don't know what the f*** to do anymore.
Just live more.
You just live more. That's the answer.
You know.
So, or like, should I just like get a needle full of Nucleon and just shoot up and live more, stronger,
don't say no.
Faster?
Don't say no. Don't say no.
So yes, I should.
Don't say no.
So as it turns out, Overtime's not going to be subbing Gaim.
Sort of.
Not directly, anyway.
For this story, we turn straight to Fort Max.
We have to present this the same way Heat did when he wrote that post on Overtime's website.
Okay.
And you know,
Overtime is not subbing the series. It's not subbing Gaim, because someone else is already doing it, and he doesn't want to do something that he might end up that he might end up completely dreading halfway through.
Like Wizard?
The examples he brought were specifically Nobunaga and Kor.
I know, I read the post, but still, it's about Wizard, isn't it?
Possibly, probably.
Yeah. I don't know how anybody could not hate Wizard by the end.
Well, just look at the comment section over time, and you'll see the people that love it.
Yeah, that tells me all I need to know.
So, of course, everyone immediately started freaking out.
Which was kind of awesome.
Yes.
I've been waiting for this day for years, because they've always said, oh, we'll sub it if we like it.
Yeah.
I've always been waiting for that one year where they're going to be like, no, we don't feel like doing this series.
Mm. That actually is what happened with... That's actually why they didn't do Ghostsager.
Well, in that case, they were right.
That was still in their start and not when... I mean, that's when they were already doing double.
That's when they weren't the center of the fan sub community.
Yeah, yes. They hadn't become an entity yet.
They were young upstarts clawing their way to the top.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much the main thing to be taken from this, at least as far as Overtime goes, is he should not have keys to the blog.
Because a little bit later, and by the time I had seen it, there was an update edited by somebody else.
Because, yeah, the thing is...
To rephrase it in a less stupid way.
Is that that initially he was thinking, okay, he probably would do it, and then when he found out that Magenta was already going to be doing it under a series, like, okay, I'm not doing it then.
Which is fine.
Yeah, but of course, and he went ahead.
Because most of the people, because everybody working on Gaim have worked with Overtime.
It's
now, will the schedule for releases be any different at all?
Probably not, because it's literally the same team that's doing Ultra right now.
Yeah,
and that did GoBusters, right?
Actually, well, there were a lot of times that Magenta would have Acer's Forza out before Overtime.
Yeah, with Acer's writer stuff, it was working off the same pre-times as Overtimes. But of course, the thing is, he posted this before they had anything figured out, like, okay, are we going to be doing the releases before anything was figured out, like, okay, since Magenta's doing it, is it just going to be under the Overtime tag? Or is it going to be released on the Overtime blog or on the Acer blog? None of that had been worked out yet.
In the end, it doesn't really matter because it's a competent translator.
Right. So.
You sound like Linkin Park.
Oh, God, no.
But the important thing is, it gave us a lot of
value. Nobody sing.
No.
Well, Fort Max can sing.
Yeah, but Fort Max only sing the rap parts, though, of Linkin Park.
But no, a lot of people are just freaking out because they don't understand words, basically.
Words are complex.
To be completely fair...
are you completely fair?
I think some of the people involved have a little bit too much confidence in the general audience actually knowing who does what, where, and why. You know what I mean?
Rarely.
Most... Yeah, thanks. Most people have no concept of what person works on what show for what group, or that there's a lot of overlap.
Or you get
people... it's pretty much that everyone is the B-Zector.
Or you get people that think that TV Nihon makes...
Is one person?
Or that TV Nihon makes Toku. In general.
Yeah, TV Nihon is one person.
So, long story short, we're getting Gaim subs, but they may have a different font.
They probably have a different font.
That's almost it exactly, yes.
Guess what? It'll probably be like... it'll probably be like, you know, what we got for GoBusters.
And
not will Gaim do a barrel roll?
And actually, releasing it under the Acer tag is pretty fitting.
Why?
Why?
The whole Norse mythology thing?
How does that apply to Fruit Samurai?
How doesn't it apply?
I don't know. The show just started and we haven't seen the subs yet. All we know is there's a bitchin' theme song and Guy transforms by teabagging.
Oh, speaking of Norse mythology, apparently that's the theme for Pokemon now.
Yes. There's an Yggdrasil Pokemon.
Oh, is it a tree?
Sort of.
Oh, that'll be fitting once we get to...
Well, Yggdrasil is essentially this series' smart brain, so...
Yes, it is. And there's a lot of interesting stuff in that first episode, but we'll have to wait till next week to get to that.
So Gaim transforms when the sky unzips and a ball drops on his head.
Yes.
Unzips?
Yes.
Yes, unzips. I think we should just leave it there.
Do you actually want to see the video of that? It might still be up.
No, I don't know. I can wait another couple of days.
But, you know, one thing I'll say about it is I do like that the main hero, even he is like, f***ing orange.
Don't mind the song.
Something like that, yes. There's a lot of entertaining stuff in that first fight, but we'll get to that next week.
So far, Gaim's more of a Ryutaro than a Tendu.
No, but how is the dancing?
He's not even a Ryotaro. He actually seems like a fairly normal, relatable person. But I don't know who you would equate that to, because we haven't really
kind
had
of Godai-ish.
Yeah, kind of Godai. Yeah, well, that's actually a good.
It was compared to Kuga before the series came out.
Godai is actually probably the best example.
He's introduced the exact same way Godai is.
He is, isn't he? Yeah. Yeah, that's the best example.
We're comparing this to Kuga, I really hope we get orange horse armor.
Ooh.
He does ride a horse in the intro.
Is that some Elder Scrolls DLC thing, or?
The Gorim was actually originally horse armor.
And it was never seen on a horse until SIC got around to it.
Of course. Horses,
of course. Of course,
of course. I'm glad somebody else got that. I feel slightly less old then.
You shouldn't.
We've watched way too much Nick at Night.
Yes. When Nick at Night used to actually show old stuff.
Yep.
I still
recall
them
showing My Mother the Car.
God almighty.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that show.
I remember both.
I have vague memory of Car 54, Where Are You?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's helpful, Google. I start having My Mother, and it actually jumps to the car.
Damn.
Google knows me so well.
Google's creepy sometimes.
If it knows you that well, why wasn't the suggested search the whore?
That'd be your mother.
Let's see, the top...
Let's find out.
It says that My Mother the Car, My Mother is a fish, My Mother hates me.
Damn.
Okay. Your mother... No.
Your mother jokes.
Yeah, but horror is not even in the top 10 here.
I've got Your Mother Was a Hamster. I guess that's a diss? Actually, it's under trials. Your Mother Was a Hamster, and Your Mother Is a Hamster. Apparently, there's variations of tenses on this.
Hmm.
Oh, it's a Monty Python reference.
Of course.
Horse? Are we still doing that?
We just did that.
When has that stopped us before?
It never stopped Paladin.
Of course, of course.
Although,
wait till we get to the fruit puns next week.
I was going
to
say, from the few screenshots...
Pulverize and destroy!
That is pretty fantastic.
Yeah, I can't really hate Pulverize.
No, I can't! I don't even care how accurate or not it is.
Accuracy is not so important as flavor with fruit.
Yes. Flavor is most important.
When is accuracy important with fruit? Like, at all?
Well,
when
if you're
someone?
Accurate fruit.
You're throwing it with somebody.
Like, if you're Gallagher?
Or.
Well, yeah.
I don't think you need a lot of accuracy with a hammer, but no.
And watermelon's a pretty big target.
If you're trying to shoot an apple off of someone's head. Accuracy might matter there.
But you're not shooting with a fruit, though.
You could.
Yeah. Stick a banana on the end of the arrow.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised.
Sorry, I can't hear you. There's a banana in my arrow.
It's too bad they already used a banana for a spear. They can't use it for an arrow now. Unless he shoots the spear.
Some banana spears shoot.
Or maybe he could just use a plantain. And,
penis.
Yeah.
No, if you're going to have a plantain, it needs to be a giant club.
Yes.
Because they're hard as f*** and they're huge.
Yeah, that's true.
Also like penises.
We kind of have a semi-classic superhero time going here tonight.
Lots of your mom jokes, lots of penises.
No, JD.
Lots of penises in your mom.
Lack of poop jokes.
Yeah, I think I got this figured out. It's JD that retards the your mom jokes.
He certainly does. He retards the shit out of them.
Giga Beetle is right.
Well, Giga Beetle's always right, though.
Speaking of which, we haven't had Giga Beetle challenges in a while, but we need to have a challenge for the rest of our listeners.
Oh, God.
Isn't listening to the show the listener challenge?
No, well, that's a constant
it's
challenge.
It's challenging.
The challenge is that Giga Beetle mentioned that his dad's on Twitter. We got to find out who he is and follow him.
Stalking is fun.
Well, we're not stalking. We're having other people stalk for us.
That's why we're saying it's fun.
Oh, yes. Yes, it's very fun. You should all do it.
Yeah.
Responsibly.
Well, of course. I hear typing. Who's typing?
Nobody.
Okay, that's that means weird. It was Paladin.
Or four max.
Okay, so now that we've talked about Gaim without having watched the show.
Well, I watched the show. I just can't really discuss it yet.
Exactly.
Oh, I'd give it 8 out of 10. Even
so, Paladin.
I haven't seen it, even though raw.
No.
Right, so news, Paladin?
Nick is continuing their partnership with Saban through 2016.
God, why? I guess they don't really have anywhere else to go, do they?
I guess it's because it's been profitable?
I guess. They put it in the shittiest possible time slot. And then they sabotage Saban's other show.
I still say it's worked for Power Rangers. Power Rangers got more exposure now than it's had in a decade.
Yes, it's true.
But it's getting very low viewership.
Yeah, it's going down constantly.
And the show qualities are growing weaker and weaker.
But regardless of that, I think, I mean, putting it at 1 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon is like...
Between SpongeBob and SpongeBob.
Right in the middle of when everyone goes out to baseball practice.
Yeah. And like I said, they're practically fucking throwing Digimon under a bus.
For more SpongeBob reruns.
Yeah. Because they aired it for 2 weeks, then they took a week off, then they aired a rerun, then they aired a new episode, then they shuttled it to another network. They put it on at 1:30 in the afternoon.
And plus, from the production side of things, since apparently Saban's not allowed to skip Sentai seasons, this means in either 2015 or 2016, we're going to see the GoBusters change into the Hyoryugers.
Maybe.
Hopefully they'll find a way to change that up, because that would be stupid.
Yeah, they could.
It might just go to 20-episode seasons again.
That would actually make more sense right now, which is kind of sad, but hey, you work with what you got. And that's how this show was born.
Power Rangers are superhero time.
Yes.
Well, both are pretty accurate.
The important thing to remember about all this is that Power Rangers was never that good a show.
No.
It's always been pretty terrible.
Yeah.
In terms of production, acting, storytelling. There's exceptions, but on the whole...
RPM SPD.
Yeah, on the whole, we haven't fallen that far from the mean show.
The problem with Power Rangers today is that it's too good.
It lacks the pluck and heart of the originals when they're flying by the seat of their pants.
If you look back at the earlier Saban series, it's like watching old Star Trek. You know, the low-budget camp gives it charm. But it's too polished now, so all the other faults appear a lot more strongly.
Yeah, like the blending of the U.S. and the Sentai footage is much stronger. You hardly notice the transition and whatnot.
Except for how... an advertisement than a television show?
The only way to tell the difference between the Power Rangers and the Sentai footage now is because New Zealand has sunshine and Japan doesn't.
Yeah. Pretty much.
They could actually blend it almost seamlessly if they would just go and post-process the new footage and turn the saturation down a couple notches.
Yeah, and because the set that they put up to mimic that fountain outside that mall that Sentai and Rider use all the time, that's actually pretty damn good.
Yeah.
I mean, they even made their own versions of those columns.
They need to make a set that's based on like the concrete pipe field.
And the pool.
Just, you know, recreate all of the Toei stock sets.
That one amphitheater where they fought King Sphinx. They just need a quarry for that.
That one back alley in Akiba Ranger.
See, since they're filming in New Zealand, I keep thinking they should like do an episode of the crossover with Hercules and Xena.
Yeah, because what's Kevin Sorbo doing
Kevin
these
Sorbo's
days?
Not doing much.
And he did. Am I thinking of someone else?
Didn't Aeolus die?
They need to do a Starship Troopers episode again.
Are those costumes still anywhere?
Sure. They're in Starship Troopers 3.
I'm sure they're still in Fox's inventory.
No. It was one of the Ares that died, wasn't it?
Yes. Filming Warriors of Virtue 2.
Oh, that poor bastard.
Yeah.
Well, they still have to move the rest of those toys from KB's 3 for 10 buck bin.
They're still there right now.
Just imagine those bins are sitting in the back like alleyways of malls, untouched.
Yeah.
Cards all bent up.
Yeah, probably sitting in the back of Toys R Us Expresses.
I keep waiting for the Toys R Us Express sign to fall down and reveal KB's logo.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I was really hoping that Power Rangers wouldn't stay with Nickelodeon.
Yeah, it could go to the hub.
Well, probably
ratings would really increase there.
To the kids' block on CW that Saban owns.
Yeah, see, yeah. The problem is, even if you didn't use Nick, there's really not any really good outlets anymore.
Yeah.
Because children's television isn't really a thing anymore.
No, it's not. You have Nickelodeon, you have Cartoon Network, and you have Disney, and then that's about it. And they're not going to go to the Hub or Disney, so...
Cartoon Network loves their live-action shows now. It's in their name.
Yeah, totally.
I don't really understand where the future of children's entertainment / merchandising is going to be. Coming, because there's still a market for it, because you know, some stuff still sells, but...
And kids want toys.
Right, kids want toys still.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
Same as when we were kids. But...
And kids love to watch television.
Mm-hmm.
However, no one seems to really care about meeting that need. It's just kind of just... I don't know.
Kind of just half-assed it.
Well, they've always kind of half-assed it, but...
Now they're not hiding it anymore.
It's like before they were required to pretend like they gave a... And they made a steady profit on it anyway.
It's all because first-run syndication died.
Yeah. The two things do seem to kind of correlate, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Fox Kids and Kids WB that was old network stuff.
Oh, yeah, certainly. Yeah. But it was almost treated like syndication by whatever local network was running it. Because it would be paired with the syndication shows also. Like my old Fox Kids, it would also have an hour of stuff beforehand in the afternoons that like had Ronin Warriors and I think maybe Sailor Moon. And
oh, how nice. Got this in the afternoon. We got them at 5 in the morning.
Then they changed it to 6 in the morning.
Oh, speaking of Sailor Moon, apparently Gaim's older sister was the actress who played Sailor Mercury.
Oh, the crazy one.
In the Pretty Guardian series, so yes.
Oh, I thought she looked familiar.
And considering that Gaim's head writer is known for female characters and bad, crazy plot twists, I wonder if that's typecasting on his part.
I think probably. I think there's another character to be more worried about than her, I think.
Any other news?
Oh, did everyone see the leaked teaser for the next Godzilla movie?
No.
Yes.
Link that shit.
A lot of places have taken it down, but this one might still work.
Let's see. Is it not available? Damn.
Balls.
It actually... Yep. It's encouraging.
Oh, it is working. Okay, good.
Oh, good.
Give it a minute and see how it does.
Wait, Legendary? Is this an American thing?
Yes.
The production company that made Pacific Rim. Riveting podcasting. I hope you leave this in.
Okay, let me mark down the time.
Nice.
It's encouraging that they're not actually trying to hide, really, what Godzilla looks like.
Not this time, anyway.
No, I think they learned.
Well, they did issue legal orders to take down any sites that posted images of him.
Yeah, that's because that was just supposed to be stuff that was seen at Comic-Con, but they have... I mean, companies always do that. It's like it was like the Avengers teaser that they're now trying to make a big deal out of releasing, and it's like everybody saw that months ago.
And all it shows is one guy's head.
Oh, the Avengers teaser. You mean the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. show?
Well, that too.
The most expensive advertisement ever made.
And boring, too.
I like it.
Well, when you stretch a commercial across 2 years...
If not...
You have Power Rangers Megaforce.
It's not stretching a commercial so much. It's taking one of those Coulson shorts from the DVDs and making it an hour long and weekly.
But the whole purpose is to be a commercial for Avengers 2, essentially.
And 3. And whatever else comes along in between.
Oh, God, why won't these Marvel movies go away?
I enjoy them.
They're not any good anymore.
Spritz Returns?
They are. I like Iron Man 3.
Okay, admittedly, I have not seen Iron Man 3 yet. However,
we're getting Guardians of the Galaxy with Rocket Raccoon.
Thor doesn't
That's not
look
a
bad.
Good thing.
Thor looks good.
Not really.
It looks like Thor.
It looks like another Marvel movie. And Guardians of the Galaxy, I'm pissed off because it's not my Guardians of the Galaxy, the one from the 90s.
They should make a new Warriors movie.
At the rate they're going? Why the fuck?
Now, New Warriors is what needs to be a TV show. It needs to be a reality TV show. And we all know what's going to happen in the last episode.
They
Everyone
die?
Everyone dies.
Yep.
Oh, God. Nah, let's not
I would TiVo the shit out of that show.
Look, I just want live-action Night Thrasher and his skateboard.
Holy shit, we did turn into Fanboy Versus.
I still say they got the rights back to it. Daredevil would actually make a good weekly show, I think.
Daredevil would work better as a TV show than as a movie.
It would.
It'd be dull as for a movie.
Yeah, it would work well as like a legal procedural slash.
Yeah, they would do it the same way they did original Law and Order, where it's half the show Daredevil segment, the other half is the courtroom.
Yeah.
Phoenix Wright TV show.
Oh, man. And Ace Attorney comes out in weeks.
It comes out a week after Pokemon. What the f*** is this torture? Why would you do this to me?
Because Capcom.
God damn it, Capcom. I'm even going to bite and pay for your bullshitty digital-only distribution.
Hey, at least it's only... At least it's not 40. I was afraid they were going to do full-price digital.
And I would have done that, too.
So would I!
But you know, let's release it a week after the game that's going to take up the next 4 months of my game playing.
At least.
Which came out right after f***ing Grand Theft Auto 5.
Eh.
Why are you f***ing Grand Theft Auto 5? Does that even fit?
Well, I dribbled the hole out larger. That outer rim is all that's left now.
Okay.
It's more like a hoop earring that the bank tellers wear.
I was too busy playing Saints Row.
I finished that one. Have you finished 4 yet?
Yeah, I just finished 4 last night, actually.
It's the best game I've ever played that has Jane Austen narrating.
I know! Spoilers! Shit!
I don't care about spoiling anyone else.
How many games have Jane Austen narrating?
Well, just the one that I know of.
The only one that matters. Oh, but that last segment was fun.
Yeah.
So first we're Fanboy Versus, now we're New Soundwave.
Give me a second. It's about, if I go into why it was fun, we'll become RFC.
Yep.
Best use of a Stan Bush song outside of Transformers. Or probably
Taylor
ever.
Moon? I mean, there's only two choices there. He's done a song for Transformers and a song for Sailor Moon, and he has no other songs.
And a song for Transformers that we used in Saints Row.
Smish, that song is fun to jog to. It makes you feel inspired.
Did we run out of news?
Yeah.
Not unless anyone cares about this new SICO that'll probably never get released.
What the f*** is that?
What's left?
Exactly. It's something they made up for one of their side stories that we'll probably never see again.
Shocker O's. Oh, so is that from, like, the Shocker metal from...
Yes.
Let's go.
That's interesting, but still not Birth.
No, it's not.
And SIC Birth could be kind of amazing.
It really could.
Because you can make it even more technological.
So while Oz is really, really organic, you can make him completely teched out. And
which SIC doesn't really do the secondary riders, do they?
No.
Depends on the series. I mean, Kabuto had a bunch of them.
Yeah, but that was Kabuto.
But all the riders in Kabuto are kind of similar anyway, so they don't need to change that much.
That's true.
Yeah, same for Dino body. As well.
Birth would have to be a whole new mold.
Birth should be clockwork.
Steam-powered.
Mm-hmm. Like Dino wing forms wings.
Yes.
Steampunk Birth.
Man, I wish I had that figure.
Well, get on Yahoo Japan Auctions.
I don't wish I had it that much to actually pay for it.
Take the effort.
Okay, just so we're clear then.
There are always ways.
I don't have to go to the effort of paying for them.
There are always methods.
Yes. Well, this has just been a shitty week, hasn't it?
Yeah, there really is not much news.
Yeah,
maybe if we find Gigabeetle's dad, we can get Gigabeetle to buy things for us in exchange for not revealing what his Twitter handle is. Blackmail's legal in Sweden, right?
Everything's legal in Sweden.
Really?
Well, we know where Don's going for his next vacation.
Oh, okay, I can avoid that.
Woohoo, not me this week.
What do I care? I'm not going to be on RFC this week.
And I'm never on RFC, so hey. Because Wednesdays suck.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Well, so Garo's over with.
And there was much sadness.
And we still don't like Kyoryuger.
Oh, crap, I considered watching an episode today, just for something to do.
Did you? What episode was that?
Well, no, that's as far as I got with my consideration.
Oh. I've occasionally considered that and then realized I have better things to watch.
Yeah, I ended up watching old Parks and Rec episodes instead.
Probably better.
Hmm.
Right.
Not as much creepy Sakamoto-ness to it.
Less
or fart
jokes.
Yeah. Yeah, Sakamoto's the master of action directing a fart joke.
I'm surprised. Well, actually, I can't say I'm surprised because they may have actually done it, of Sakamoto having one of the girls fart and lift up their skirt.
I wouldn't put it past them.
Paladin, you watch this smut. Has it happened?
Damn!
I'll go with no.
I believe you.
So, for lack of anything else, we have Megaforce this week.
I don't remember what happened.
I forgot to watch it, to be honest with you. I forgot it was a thing.
I care about it just as much as I cared about Megaforce 11 weeks ago.
Yeah, I didn't watch it either.
Fort Max, the living Wikipedia, has forgotten.
No, Monzo is the living Wikipedia.
Who?
Fort Max is more like the living Wikia.
Fort Max is the human outboard motor.
Intro quote?
Are you sure Fort Max wouldn't be the slow-thinking weapons expert?
No, that's Don. He's the cowboy.
Right. You make a good point.
That's not just me. Giga Beetle came up with that.
Now, who's able to leap tall trees?
I'll give that to Ken.
Sure, why the f*** not?
Well, it sure as f*** can't be JD, can it?
And the main squeeze, your mom.
Well, can't argue with that one either.
So, XV, how is your daycare center?
Full of orphans?
The way it should be.
Basically, I'm Dr. Ho.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, so, between Paladin and Mickey, I guess, who's Mel Fujitsu and who's Bernie Tanaka?
Paladin seems more like a Bernie.
I can live with it.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I completely agree with you. I'm not sure what it is exactly about Paladin, but he does seem like a Bernie. Likewise, I could definitely see you being a Mel.
I thought it was Mal.
The place is full of lizards.
Is it Mel or Mal Fujitsu?
Mel.
Mel, okay.
Yeah, what kind of name is Mal Fujitsu?
Well, yeah, Mal means bad.
You're thinking about it too much.
I guess that's more of a Power Rangers name than a Dynaman name.
I think it's too much thought for the Dynaman dub.
Oh, no, there was a lot of thought in the Dynaman dub, just not that line of thought.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there were lines involved in thinking. They were spread out across mirrors and bathrooms. That's a cocaine reference.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Go cook that tuna.
Basically, what we're getting at here is none of us watched Megaforce this week.
Apparently.
Okay, then.
No, wait, it was a Dream Eater monster, I think. Yeah.
That's so helpful, Fort Max.
And it wasn't completely bad.
Okay, monster wasn't bad, or the episode wasn't bad.
Okay, apparently somebody did watch Megaforce. They just didn't speak up earlier.
For Max, here's browsing the forums of Nickelodeon's
website. It took me a little while to remember what actually happened. I know I watched it. I don't remember a thing. It's a Dream Eater one where ate Pink's dream.
So it's a very memorable episode.
I've already gone past the one that monster from Ghost Saga I actually remember, so I have no memory of anything else that might happen.
And you watched it all. That's sad.
Well, no, it's good that he doesn't remember any of it.
That's true.
Well, now, suppressing things isn't healthy.
Also true.
You do accept that Ghost Ager happened to you. You'll be able to forgive Ghost Ager for doing these things to you.
I'm sure there's support groups out there that can help you with that. This is what we do to Paladin on his birthday.
You can't hear him because he's sobbing silently.
No, I don't think Paladin sobs silently. I think he just says louder and louder.
Well, not while we're
talking.
That's
hilarious. We could cry.
he can't start crying until there's complete silence.
Talk of Ghost Age reminds me of when somebody was trying to unsuccessfully.
A Simon and Garfunkel song.
Unsuccessfully pick a fight with a Twitter handle earlier this week.
Unsuccessfully what? Pick a fight with a Twitter handle.
With our Twitter handle.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
Somebody was trying to pick a fight with the Superhero Time Twitter, and X-Ray was just like, no.
Was it amusing, or was it just lame?
It was pretty lame.
The only amusement comes from X-Ray basically not giving them time of day.
I mean, when you're a troll as accomplished as I am, it takes quite a lot to really...
It really does.
Even get a proper reaction out of me. So, yeah, Ghost Ager sucks. That's pretty much the long and short of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, anyone who disagrees is just fishing for a reaction.
Or just plain wrong.
Or wants to get in an argument about it.
Yeah, that's fishing for a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
It's baiting. Speaking of which, who's eating?
God damn it.
So, what's Ken's snack this week?
Pretzels.
I think we're going to make this a regular segment on the show, Snacking with Ken.
I keep forgetting the fucking mute. Like, I think I have it muted, and then I don't. That one time, and it's like, oh,
Well, what else can we kill time with this week?
How about Pokemon The Origin?
I haven't seen it yet. All I've seen is that horrifying clip of Squirtle trying to tear out Charmander's jugular.
That is alarming. Thankfully, that's only 30 seconds and about 90 minutes of complete snorefest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the
I've been
the first...
waiting for somebody competent to subtitle it. And what I've seen of what is out there is not encouraging.
Isn't it being dubbed? Oh, wait, I just answered my own question.
It comes
sorry.
Out dubbed like the end of the month or beginning of next month.
Yeah, that's not really going to settle the long stretches of nothing going on.
Oh, okay.
The first
it really
episode...
knows how to drag out a scene.
The first episode's worth of The Origin is fairly entertaining, but
I knew
it kind
something of... was wrong when he didn't go into the tall grass first thing.
But does he like shorts?
That never comes up.
Nope.
No. So who else is following the leaks for X and Y?
There have been plenty of them in the past week.
So is that a yes or a no? Who's following them?
I've seen them here and there.
I have my own RSS feed sitting on the couch right now.
Damn. Guess they'd answer that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen the final forms of the three starters, not counting whether or not they have mega forms. I'm not sure if they do. I imagine they do.
None of them
do not.
Pokemon have mega
forms. Nope. Oh, wow.
Only
I'm surprised. So they're just using that as a way to make the old ones more relevant, basically.
I guess.
Yeah,
that makes I can understand that. So, yes, Chespin goes from to what the f*** is that to holy crap.
I think that was only made because somebody wanted to f*** it.
It's very Renamon.
Yeah.
It is. I usually don't.
Speaking of which, let's search for Delphox and Renamon and Google at the same time and see what happens.
No. God, and I know you say search is not on either, is it? I don't want to put that in my browser history.
No. We'll let him do it.
Yes. But then he'll link it.
I would never do such a thing to you right now on the show.
But then you wouldn't have to search for it, and it'd be fine.
Yeah, but it's... I fear even searching for Tamers stuff.
Yeah, you should.
Because then you just get a whole pages of... Oh. No. Don't put me through that again.
But I think I know the one Pokemon everyone's going to hate this generation. It's right up there with the trash bag, the ice cream cone, the magnet, and the ball with eyes on it.
What's that?
If Which you're about magnet? To say the key ring.
That's the one.
The key ring's amazing.
It's
fantastically dumb.
That and the sword?
You mean the shield?
Yeah, that one's just kind of boring.
I am not
well, y'all are in luck.
No, I'm not
There is no... Finnegan Renamon porn on Google image search as of yet.
Maybe once they're officially released.
I'm not clicking that though.
I'll click it.
Damn it.
Don't be a pussified vagina machine. Click the link.
For fucking hell! That's almost worse.
I think the best thing about this image is the fact that Renamon's wearing a bra. So they want to make it sexy and offensive or whatever, but they don't want to get too risque with it. Despite the fact that like Renamon got by Dig Dug.
You know, it's like it's been 12 years since Tamers, and yet
really?
I'm still not desensitized.
That's just sad.
isn't it?
Yeah.
It's been 12 years since I made a Digimon show.
It's been 7 years since I made a Digimon show.
No, it's been 12 years since I made a Digimon show.
Shut up, Savers was good.
So, Tamers is almost old enough to get Renamon pregnant.
Well, strictly biologically speaking, it's probably possible right now.
It's older than any of the
cats. I guess it depends
cats.
On how many hormones we pumped into Tamers.
Tamers is older than any of its main cast. Except Rio.
Well, who cares about Rio?
Bandai apparently did.
Well, they had video games to sell.
And Japanese people.
To sell?
That's where I was going.
But nobody in the U.S. cares about Rio. Or should.
No.
Fuck Rio.
That's because there weren't video games to sell.
No, there weren't. Because Wonder
Swan was just
the
Zane of the show.
Yeah, Wonder Swan, the handheld that nobody knows existed.
In America.
That means nobody knows.
Right.
You know,
except
maybe we should...
Anon, who bought one specifically to play Digimon games.
The sad thing is, I have played some of those Digimon games, and they're not very good.
But Mega Anon is also willingly working on a Ghost Ager subbing project.
And he loves Kyoriger.
So he's only a half-masochist.
His tastes are suspect, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I like Mega Anon just fine, but he kind of like Paladin
and
JD. I
don't think we found anything he doesn't like.
He just like everything. Okay.
That sounds like a challenge.
I do not know if anyone has shown him the second season of Metabots yet.
But hey, God.
There was a second season?
No. Exactly. No, there wasn't. No. That never happened.
Leave it at that.
Kind of in the way there was a second season of Cross Wars.
Yeah, kind of like that.
The second season of Metabots happened just as much as Digimon Frontier happened.
That's just mean.
I can't say anything. I have the DVD set now. I bought it.
A Frontier or Metabots?
Frontier. And Tamers.
Do you intend to watch the DVDs of Frontier?
I'll run them in the background someday.
So you bought the series with no real intention or interest of actually watching it?
No, I'll rewatch it sometime.
I wish there was a DVD set of Metabots.
I run that stuff like in the background when I'm working on things.
So in they better make one in production order. If they make one, it better be in production order.
It won't be Fort Max just to piss you off. And it'll be in.
No, that's why Fies exists.
And it'll be in Blu-ray.
Upscale.
I think Metabots was actually animated.
Don't get started.
No, they won't. They won't work from the Animation Masters. They'll take the Fox Kids tapes
and
blow that up, and it'll still have the Fox Kids bug in the corner.
Excellent.
Yes.
And the commercial bumpers.
Yes.
And the commercials.
Yes. I'd buy that.
That would be awesome.
I'd buy that.
That would be awesome.
I would buy that just for the commercials.
I think the best part of the Star Wars holiday specials when it cuts to commercial.
You know, Fox Kids used to have entertaining commercial bumpers.
They did. Fox Kids actually used to be a good kids block.
When it existed, it did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but especially, like, you know, 92. You know, it was pretty solid what they were doing then. Then it just gradually did a downhill slide.
Batman and X-Men and whatnot.
Yeah. Well, Batman.
Well, yeah.
don't front now. X-Men was the shit at the time.
The time.
Now it's just shit.
Now we know better.
Just like the X-Men movies.
Ooh.
Well, it's still the best X-Men cartoon.
Accurate, though.
No.
No, Evolution and Wolverine and the X-Men both happened.
Thank you.
No, Evolution is bad.
Evolution gets much better later on. Evolution starts...
But it has a lot of bad parts.
Evolution's like first...
Evolution didn't have major plot episodes delayed 3 seasons because the animation kept coming back too terrible for even Saban.
What?
Ouch.
Which plot line was that in the original X-Men cartoon?
Dark Phoenix.
Oh wow!
One of the follow up the epilogue to the Dark Phoenix saga was delayed either two or three seasons.
Yeah, I know.
I was always wondering as a kid, like, where the f*** is Jean?
Jean!
It's like after the Dark Phoenix saga, they were like she went. There were several seasons where it's like she's just gone for some reason. It's like okay. And that's just, I mean, that's okay.
Well, that and the Dark Phoenix saga started without explaining how Phoenix came back.
Yeah. I'm just kind of there.
Yeah.
It's always very confusing back then.
Yeah.
But no, Evolution started really crappy and I didn't watch it for a while, but then it got much better in the later seasons.
X-Men Evolution was
much better in the later seasons.
It was fun, at least.
Yeah. Like that the finale, the last season of X-Men Evolution, I think is also really good, even though it's very short.
And pretty much the only thing Foxman has going for it is the opening theme.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. That is a great theme song.
All it really has going for it is previously on X-Men.
But what about
the
Japanese opening, though?
Covered in scorpions.
I remember they used the Japanese opening as the end credits for syndication.
The syndication run. I remember that. I remember watching that when it was in syndication. I was like, wow, that animation is really good. Why does the show not look like that?
I bet the Japanese audience was really disappointed, too, when the first episode aired.
Oh, yeah.
And it opened with that.
The opening is great. What the f***ing hell?
Although they probably felt...
it did well enough.
They probably felt the same way about Transformers Animated, though.
Well, that's a bit more on par.
I think we're ruling out the possibility that maybe kids don't care about animation quality.
Yeah, I think if you think back to yourself as a kid, that's probably a testament to it. But again, we thought X-Men was the shit. Hell, I thought Spider-Man was the shit.
You know, you say that, but I can clearly remember as a kid thinking, this looks terrible, not necessarily to X-Men or anything in particular, but, I mean, there was stuff I would watch and I would just think, this looks horrible, I hate this.
I didn't notice that Spider-Man got progressively worse and worse and worse.
You didn't?
Yeah.
Like the first
Spider-Man actually looked so bad that it gave my brother headaches to watch.
Though it part like of that
that might have just been the writing, though.
I think the first digitally animated show.
Yeah, well,
it shows.
The first couple episodes, like the pilot episode with the lizard or the spider slayers, those are pretty good. But then you get progressively. By the time you get to the Venom arc in the last at the end of the first season, it's like, oh my god.
Yeah, the pilot episode was really good because they sunk money in it to sell it, but
it is
every other episode.
And it is pretty much, I think, the best thing that happened to it is when they dropped all the CGI scenes.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, CG didn't work.
That was shit.
It was Transformers Energon level CGI.
I don't think it was even that.
It wasn't. I don't think it was that bad.
No, I don't think it is even that good, is what I'm saying.
No, Ken, you don't understand. There is nothing that can be worse than Transformers Energon CGI. Even the Real Adventures of Johnny Quest had better CGI than Energon.
No.
Oh, even the music video for Money for Nothing had better CGI than Energon.
Well, that's entertaining for different reasons.
Okay, so what I'm thinking right now is that we should...
Mainframe did that, though, so
yeah.
It was better.
We should have more weeks where we don't have any shows to talk about, because this is kind of fun.
Did anybody hear about them apparently doing a new reboot series again?
Yeah.
They said this like
the third time they've announced.
See, I remember them saying this years ago, and I think it was the same company, but now they're renaming themselves Mainframe or something.
Is Rainmaker renaming themselves back to...
Yeah. What?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So is Rainmaker renaming themselves Mainframe,
or part of, or a part of themselves
Mainframe?
Oh lord.
And okay, so
within 2 years, if the series comes out, people think, "Oh, Mainframe's back." I'm like, no, they're not.
Yeah. Okay, so let's take a break.
And there's just no point in rebooting Reboot without Tony J.
Yeah, no, but let's take a break.
Thanks for making me sad, Paladin. God damn it.
That's why I am here.
Superhero Time, the internet's best tokusatsu podcast about Pokemon, Star Trek, Transformers, and your mom.
Power Rangers!
Imagine
joining the Power Rangers in space on a cosmic adventure to stop a runaway planet. No problem for the Power Rangers in space action Zords. 5 awesome Zords, each one packed with secret storage compartments, incredible action features, and amazing accessories. Ready for battle in any mode. Now, where's that planet? Let's cut it down to size. Where will your next space adventure take you? Find out with Power Rangers in space action Zords from Bandai.
It's time for Power Playback. Look for Power Playback every Friday on Twitter at superhero_time.
So for Power Playback, we watched Mega Ranger versus Car Ranger.
Once somebody found it on their hard drive, even though it was on YouTube the whole time.
And you didn't speak up about that because...
I only found out this evening.
Oh. Sure. That's totally the reason. But in that case, Paladin, you get to summarize.
Oh, bull f***.
Happy birthday.
Wow, that was... I have to remember that, bull f***.
Paladin, I don't know how you would really expect anything else. Makes me wonder why you even bothered coming on tonight.
Beats the alternative.
What is the alternative?
Exactly.
You go party down in Detroit.
Well, good job, Paladin. You're Twitter famous now.
The hell did I do?
Ken retweeted you.
Oh, yeah, that's famous.
And it's going to make it into the show anyway, so hey.
Well, part of it might.
No, he doesn't censor that. It's only one thing. There's only a couple things he censors. I'll think. Do you censor I forget?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just because it's funny.
Basically. Hearing the beeps funnier than hearing the word. That's really the only motivation. And, you know, when we're doing RFC and Kilby's the one who has to deal with it, that's why I encourage Paladin to curse more.
But I'm here, the beeps could be anything. I could say over and over again and the audience won't know anything about it.
Well, except that the beep is longer and has a different pattern. That's about the only way to tell the difference.
Of course, it'd be fun, though, if XP didn't censor it when you said it, so all the heat would just come down on you.
Bring it on, pony f***ers.
I'm debating whether that one's going to stay or not. That might become an intro quote.
Yeah, just make it an out-of-context intro quote. We don't know where it comes from. That would be best.
Meanwhile, in Mega Ranger.
Meanwhile, in Mega Ranger, there's a magic space oyster.
Also, it's picture day, and they have to show up, or else they'll get edited in later.
Yes, and Kento's, of course, late.
In the laziest Photoshop ever.
Because that's all the high school can afford. Which is actually very accurate.
Yeah.
So they pick up the space oyster, and then Space Lobo comes after them.
Oh, but don't you know, now Lobo is skinnier and prettier.
Well, this was, of course, made before Flashpoint.
Right.
All of those monsters' costumes, basically him wearing a leather jacket with no shirt on underneath.
Yeah!
And a gigantic-ass shotgun.
Yes. So you can see why one of the monsters in here didn't make it into Power Rangers.
The other one didn't either. It was the recolor of the costume, wasn't it?
Are you sure? I could have sworn it that monster was in, like, where he got the Battleizer. Or did they recolor it?
That's what I was just saying, that the suit was used before.
Cool. Yeah, this
would have been produced after.
At all.
This
it would have been, wouldn't it?
This team-up was produced after Mega Ranger was finished filming, right?
Well, yeah. All the team-ups were. Well,
Yeah, because this came out when Giga Man was airing. That's right.
Well, they came out on video about like 6 episodes into the next series.
So yeah, when Giga Man was airing.
Yeah, so I mean, this is, you know, reused stuff as much as they can.
It's set during the middle of Mega Ranger, right?
Yeah, that's they used
well
to be
towards
they
the tail end.
Yeah, they used to like set them towards the end of it. Nowadays, they do it. They set them after the shows.
All right, I remember now because Ecliptor's in his third and final form, so it has to be near the end of Mega Ranger.
Now they're set to alt specifically during towards the tail end of the series because they're released when the series in theaters when the series is still going.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the previous series that they're always set after.
Right. 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 Not as accurate to when it's coming out.
So, Mega Silver shows up to fight off the biker guy.
Hope you enjoyed that, kids, because it's the only thing he'll do.
Nope.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
Well, he only can morph for 2 minutes, right?
No, they fixed that.
90, no, they fixed that.
90s Sentai were very
maybe he needed to fix it again.
90s Sentai were very shy about actually using their Six Rangers.
I mean, they didn't even have them... They didn't even have their actors credited like the others in the opening until Gowranger.
Yeah, and I think Gowranger is really where they actually used him like a regular team member, wasn't it? More or less.
Possibly.
Well, so when they fixed his morph, they really just kind of nerfed it so that the whole character, you know, human and morphs, could only show up for 2 minutes at a time, right?
More or less.
No more, no less.
He was more powerful when he only had 2 minutes because all of his morphing time was condensed down to that 2 minute little chunk, so all the energy was stronger. After they fixed it, he was a lot less interesting because, you know, there wasn't as much power at one time to use or personality.
Because the character had nothing to do.
Yeah.
But all the while, we know this is a Car Ranger villain because he mispronounces the word Earth. Or at least the subtitles misspell the word Earth.
Well, he's a space biker, so he's not he's not biker gang specifically, because that got disbanded after everyone in it ended up going back to elementary school.
Spoilers, man.
How old is Car Ranger?
But then what happened in the Car Ranger?
Car Ranger is almost legal.
In Japan, it probably is legal.
Sakamoto legal or legal legal?
It already is Sakamoto legal, I guess, if you want to consider that legal.
It's not about whether we want to consider it legal. It's about how Sakamoto feels about it.
So that's why he went to work in Japan.
He feels about it with his hands.
But yeah, this is the point where I started to get bored with the movie, too. Good thing I'm not on the hook for choosing it. Whose idea was this again?
So the Mega Rangers talked to the people at Not NASA, and some guy with a turbo navigator comes in to look at the giant oyster. But meanwhile, they look up the name of the giant oyster, and they figure out that if you pour water on it and rub it, it will grant you a wish.
Sure.
So it's a vagina.
Mega Ranger,
no, it has no hair.
Hence the clam.
Sure. But then, of course, Miku wishes for a big cake. Because Miku.
And they get some giant f***ing strawberries on that giant cake.
Yes. I was expecting a stripper to pop out of that thing.
Where do you think they got it from?
And anyway, there's some guy with a turbo navigator in the high school who pops in and steals the oyster.
Through the window.
Weren't they on the second floor?
Yes. That's how good the Car Rangers are.
Yes, because Car Rangers are...
So they try to hide from the Mega Rangers until they try to pass themselves off as students from a class that doesn't exist. And then they inadvertently turn around and say, hey, you're way too old to be high school students.
At least two of them are. The others are quite proud of themselves.
Meanwhile, and one of them's trying to pass off his answer for what class are you in is, it's the name of the local baseball team.
Yeah. I like how the Mega Rangers don't fall for that for a second, though. They're like, no, you guys are full of shit.
Well, they are generally...
I can tell how old they are. I mean, none of the Car Rangers look like they're 60, so they could be any age.
Well, Red Racer's inch of stubble on his face might have given him away.
No, he could have been just held back a couple years.
That's probably
the other Red Ranger.
Red Racer probably was.
Both conditions are probably true.
So the Car Rangers try to get away in their team mobile, while the Mega Rangers chase on their surfboards.
Yeah, I like the Mega Rangers is like, F*** it, we're going to jump on our cyber sliders and go after your
We're morphing and we're going to kick their ass.
So instead, the Car Rangers just jump over a barrier, and I'm pretty sure if there was a Japanese equivalent of the Dukes of Hazzard horn, it would be playing right about then.
They should freeze frame halfway over and get narration.
So Mega Red, on a flying surfboard, he gets completely outclassed by a mini with five people in it.
Yes!
That's gotta be the most embarrassing day of his life.
But I have to say, though, that doesn't seem very traffic safe.
Yo, no. Really?
But at no point in this did they claim they were fighting for traffic safety.
At the very end they did.
But this wasn't the end of the movie.
Oh, but they weren't fighting anymore. They retired from traffic safety.
Obviously.
Now it's like, f*** it.
Remember, kids, drive fast. Take chances.
Although I guess Red Racer eventually comes to his senses by the time Gokaiger comes around.
He had a few more years to think about it.
Speaking of Red Racer.
Never changed his jacket, though.
What, Mickey?
Red Racer is hungry.
Right, and figure out that the oyster can only grant five wishes for each planet it's on. And while everyone else talks about that, Red Racer wishes for...
That's done.
I was shocked about this. He didn't wish for Korean barbecue.
No, they only think of that later.
I like how calmly he just jumps right to doing that. He's like, food. Now, thank you.
Yeah, he's Red Racer. He is the lead chuckle on a team made up of chuckle.
It's been a while since we've had that word.
Saying chuckle as an intro quote.
And that's when Ecliptor comes in with the giant enemy crab.
Attack a weak point for massive damage.
Oh, Sony.
And that's when the Mega Rangers and Car Rangers reveal themselves to each other. And it's a shame this team up could never exist in America because of the suit reuse.
Yep. Well, that and both series being over by that point.
It could have. Fine. You did have the first team.
No, that never happened.
Wait, didn't we get a Car Ranger, or rather Turbo in Space crossover?
Yeah, but it was all American.
It was just Justin. So it doesn't count.
Yeah, I didn't say it was good.
So they beat back the monsters for now, and the oyster digivolves to its rookie form. So it can talk.
Yeah, it does look very Digimon.
Doesn't it? And I like how he immediately blows both the cats down and the cake, and both teams just kind of like corner Red Racer and Miku. Like, you motherfuckers!
There's still three wishes. It's not a big deal.
Yes.
So let's waste our time.
That's when the villains talk up on the Dark Fortress.
And no TARDIS noise for sound effect for once, so...
Is Neon Ball there, though?
No, it doesn't show up that often.
Isn't that what makes the monsters grow? That's what it looked like later.
No. The transparent ball with the neon rings in it. That doesn't make the monsters grow.
It might. You haven't tried it.
Now, the monsters grow in Mega Ranger through STDs.
Yeah. STD emergency.
So the Rangers team up to eat dinner in front of the beach. While they all try to decide on their wishes.
Onk and O's fighting each other.
That's not fighting.
They're what, 17 years too early for that?
No, I think Fort Max is right on this one.
They had a front row seat for that hand job.
That was a bit more than that.
Fisting?
Probably.
And that's when the bastard son of Larigo and Alpha 6 shows up.
Die.
That.
Do we skip over the line where he sent them a space fax?
Yes.
Oh, yes, yeah. We did. I tweeted that earlier.
And here's the thing you need to know about Dap is that he is an asshole.
Is he this much of an asshole?
He faked his death to get the others, well, to get the Car Rangers to become the Car Rangers.
So he's a Die Ranger.
I said
they have
fake
bus stations
death.
In space?
Not told them that their dead parents were waiting at the train station.
He probably would have.
Yeah, no, but a Die Ranger would totally fake their own death. Just
yeah.
To...
True.
But anyway, fooled you, it's Lobo.
I could have never guessed this turn of events.
That's exactly what I said when he did that, too.
So he steals the clam monster, and then the one with boobs from Mega Ranger shows up and uses the trap on the Car Rangers.
Mega Ranger. Okay.
Yeah, the disco boobs.
Shibalina.
That's a terrible name. Just name someone Shibalina.
Well, Mickey, you were wondering, and yes.
You named her?
No.
That's not the yes part.
No, you were wondering if your new Mac would Cylon, and it is.
Oh, there we go.
The problem is not the Mac, the problem is Skype.
Sure.
No, because you did two shows last week on a Windows machine, and this didn't happen.
The problem is Skype for Mac.
Probably.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, of course, I could update it. Maybe.
Who developed Skype now?
Windows. But I got it back before Windows had it, or Microsoft, rather, owned it. But I haven't updated it since I first downloaded it 2 years ago.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Skype updates are never for the better.
Cause more problems.
I doubt it'll be improved when you, if you
update. Oh, no, it won't be.
It'll be made worse.
So, Disco Boobs uses a tract on the Car Rangers, and it's super effective.
And then Lobo makes a giant laser.
And he wishes for a giant laser.
Oh, yeah, wishes for a giant laser.
And uses it to blow up Planet Jail. Also known
as...
Only had 2 days left before release.
Planet Jail, also known as Space Australia.
My home.
Space dingoes.
Eat my space baby.
So, is this like the most deaths we've had in Sentai of blowing up an entire planet full of people?
Single planet just vaporized. Nobody gives a shit.
Just like in Star Wars.
Well, they just blew up Planet Colorado in Star Wars, so, you know.
And nobody cared.
Right.
Now, if they'd blown up Planet Wyoming in Star Wars, it would make sense, because nobody even believes that's a real place.
Rightfully so.
Ah, Garfield jokes.
It's a good one, though.
Yes. I will agree to that. It's probably one of the best Garfield jokes.
Yeah. Do you actually know someone from Wyoming?
No.
It's funny because it's true.
And it turns out Depp really is on Earth.
After the Mega Rangers get the shit beaten
out. He's in bondage gear in a cave, waiting for Ankh and Oz to show up.
Long way.
It turns out the only way to save the Car Rangers is for the Mega Rangers to shoot them with their ultimate weapon.
It's cool, though. There's a 50-50 chance they'll live.
Because car magic.
Yeah, like even Kenta's like, you know, that means like there's a 50% chance we'll kill them.
But hey, it turns out they're fine.
Anyway, Dap is an asshole.
He is. It's probably only a 20% chance that would work. 10.
But there's a 100% chance they were about to get killed. So there is a logic to his methods.
It is.
Although it's kind of sad that, you know, the Mega Rangers are getting taken in with the Car Rangers. The Car Rangers are more battle effective than the Mega Rangers.
In fairness, the Car Rangers have already been through their whole end game and whatnot. The Mega Rangers hadn't yet.
I just wouldn't really expect the Car Rangers to have learned anything from it.
Well, the Mega Rangers are just kids, so.
I guess it's just that car magic is stronger than video games.
Oh, no,
the cars do give off better fumes.
You know, so, it's
an enemy crab uses one more wish to bring back 5 monsters to attack the Mega Rangers.
At which point I was super excited, thinking, "Oh shit, yeah, Psycho
yes,
Rangers!"
He said Psycho.
Yeah, but
in Mega Ranger, they're the Neji Rangers.
And in Japan, it's just the Neji Rangers.
Yeah, they're just
fooled you.
You fucking cocktease.
We must never be allowed to ever see Psycho Rangers subtitled.
They're working on it again. It'll be fine.
I'm still disappointed.
That's a lie.
That's like the one thing Gokaiger didn't like missed.
Yeah.
The one thing.
Well, one of the two things.
Bosco whipping out some Psycho Ranger keys.
The other one would have been new engine wrap.
Yes. There needed to be an engine wrap.
Just for that one episode.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
make
it did have a
choreography for one episode.
Well, yeah, it did. We did have a new engine, so of course we needed a new engine wrap.
Mm-hmm.
Even Shinkinger got an engine wrap.
The world always needs more engine wraps.
Yeah. Maybe I'll end this episode with a 17-minute version of the engine wrap.
No. That's a way to pass
absolutely
time.
Absolutely.
I put that on my MP3 player for long trips in the car.
Or for short trips to the bathroom.
Well, they're not that short. But they are numerous.
Exactly.
So the Mega Rangers get the shit beat out of them again.
Well, the Car Rangers handle the Psychos.
Wait, I thought revived monsters were supposed to be half as powerful.
Apparently they didn't get that memo.
Maybe these were
this
a lot
is the
more
second time they've been revived.
Then shouldn't they
so
be half as
powerful?
Up?
Shouldn't they be half as powerful every time they're revived?
They're not Madonna.
And the Mega Rangers use their last wish to make themselves more powerful and get Team Battleizer armor.
Yeah, what the hell?
It's, well, more prototype Lights of Ginga.
Yeah, prototype.
And this is the only time this armor appears, right?
Yeah,
because this was produced after the series.
Yeah, and this predates the Lights of Ginga by, like, what? A few months, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, it uses the same finishing attack.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, you noticed that. I was like, oh.
Though it's not the first full team power-up, though.
Lame power-up in the 80s?
There was five-man.
Five-man, right.
Yeah, they got an armband or some lame shit.
Well, that's what the Lights of Ginga were.
Yes, but how is it? I have never heard of the Mega Rangers getting an upgrade before.
Really?
Because it only
I've never
in
heard
this.
It mentioned.
But it was in the toy line.
Well, I don't recall that.
If I remember right, the 8-inch Power Rangers in Space figures that you probably never saw had those vests.
But that would have I don't think they did. Wouldn't that have predated this, or?
No.
No, it wouldn't have.
I'm considering that you have there's an episode of Power Rangers Turbo that pretty much copies a plot line directly from a Mega Ranger episode.
Right.
I just fail to understand how I could have gone all this time and never even seen a photo of that armor on the internet.
Really?
Or heard anyone mention it out loud before.
I guess my situation is different because I saw this, like, in 99 the first time.
I'm just kind of incredulous that I've missed this somehow. It doesn't seem possible.
I'm surprised, to be honest.
So, Ranger teams kick the monsters' asses, then then Disco Boob shows up with her deformed monkey ball thingy, and he bites the monsters and makes them grow big.
It's a mad ball from the 80s.
Deformed monkey ball thingy. That's perfect.
Very technical term there. Yeah. So, of course, the Mega Rangers do the smart thing and summon Mega Voyager right away.
Yes.
While the Car Rangers just summon the Turbo Zords.
RV Robo.
Because didn't their other one blow up?
Well, both of them blowed up.
Uh-huh.
So RV
how
Robo
did they still have... never mind.
How did TJ get over Japan?
You always have the blown up stuff back.
Not always.
Not always.
Yeah. There's been
maybe Dap brought it with him.
In fact...
Car magic.
In fact...
he did have to get to Earth somehow, you know?
Time versus GoGo 5 has that kind of as a plot point.
V. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well done. Well,
yeah, and GoBusters versus GoKaiger had to bring their own GoKai Gallium back from the past before it was blown up.
Yeah. Well, that was something that happened within the context of the movie, though.
Yeah.
It being blown up. That didn't happen in the series. But anyway, car magic. Go on.
Yeah, car
After
magic.
An extensive Megazord fight, the universe remembers that Mega Silver exists, and in comes the Mega Winger.
So just like Mega Silver normally does.
Yes.
Exactly. And he, of course, gives up his wing because that's all the Mega Winger is good for.
Yes. Just like Mega Silver always does.
Hey, remember, only 2 minutes.
I'm trying to imagine Zane in this role instead. It's more fun. Like, he's such a douche, he crashed their crossover movie from all the way in America.
That could be why they don't talk to him or don't share any screen time.
Hey guys, I thought you'd need my help.
That is actually true. Literally, the actor appears on a different shot from the others at one point, and that's the only time you see him in the entire movie.
Yeah.
As if it was not obvious enough.
I wonder if he just like refused to do it, or
maybe he hated the producers by the end of the thing.
Well, I mean, in general, like, again, 90s Sentai were very shy about using their Sixth Rangers. Very, very gun-shy about it.
Well, sometimes you just have to expose them. Let everyone take a look.
Well, they learned that with Gowranger.
Some things not everyone needs to take a look at.
And now you get Kyoranger, which has its Sixth Ranger by episode 10, and what the f***? Okay, anyway.
We have 10 Rangers anyway.
Yeah.
Technically 11, but yeah, that's another difference.
Now what are you eating, Ken?
Same thing.
Pralines. Pralines and Pringles.
Now, ew.
Yeah, who eats Pringles?
I want cardboard, maybe.
Okay, then Lay's stacks.
That's the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Nobody eats those.
I'm not even sure we sell those anymore.
I've eaten those before.
I'm not sure if they're sold anymore.
They are here.
Oh, okay. Give them our last.
They weren't sold before. Stores.
So, double finishing attack. Mega Rangers and Car Rangers save the day. And the Oyster Clam Dragon will return in 200,004,000 years.
Will he grant 5 more wishes then?
Maybe. If there's a planet left.
He's very specific.
And the Mega Rangers end up missing their graduation photo anyway.
Wah, wah.
And so everybody gets a bad Photoshop job.
And nobody finds it suspicious that these 5 were missing from the photo shoot at the same time as a monster attack.
No.
Well, that doesn't... Well, yeah.
All their excuse for ditching school is, all 5 of us are going to throw up at the same time.
Well, between that and then just morphing and chasing after them on the cyber sliders, they're not really very good at this whole secret identity thing.
But at the same time,
stupid, aren't they?
At the same time, the whole school must be
Car Ranger stupid.
The whole school must be kind of dumb because even in Forze, people started to catch on.
Like, doing Intar? Where are you going? Oh god,
the moon.
Get to get Taro.
Now I'm imagining Gintaro as DBZ abridged Goku.
Oh, God. Yes.
Do they have that much bacon in Japan?
Would that make Ryu say Piccolo?
No, Kengo is Piccolo.
Yes.
How about, well, there was a pig giant. There was a. We have had pig monsters.
Let me guess.
Before.
Jake is Krillin.
Yes, and Ryusei is Vegeta.
Yes.
Who's Yamcha?
The power dizer.
Yes. Shun.
No, the power.
Same
dizer.
Thing.
Oh wait, I thought Yamcha would be Meteor.
But Meteor is actually competent.
No, his job is to be the one to get beat up.
Except he actually killed the main villain.
Meteor is
Yamcha,
Vegeta.
Actually useful.
Yamcha only kills time.
Yeah.
Or himself.
No, that's Chowder
himself.
Yeah, I think we can just roll Yamcha, Chiaotzu, and Krillin into Jake and leave it at that. Because that seems accurate. Shun can be Tien. He was once useful, and then they just kind of forgot
okay.
about him.
That works, too.
So who's Bulma, then?
See, bossy, kind of irritating.
Or goth chick.
Wouldn't it have to be goth chick, because then she'd hook up with Meteor? Vegeta?
I think Osugi is Bulma.
Oh, God, there's a frightening mental image.
Now, who is Miu?
I don't think Miu would be Bulma.
No, that makes too much
the
sense.
Obvious choice.
Well, she's certainly the bossiest and the bitchiest, so that's Bulma, all right.
Actually, Kengo would have to be Bulma because he's the one who makes all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you want to get to strict, role identification.
So who does that leave? Yuki?
Chi-Chi.
With Goku as Gintaro, that does work.
Mm.
But what about Gohan?
Burgeroid.
Okay.
This isn't quite as good as the Sesame Street Sentai we were working on that one time, but...
God, that was amazing.
Wait, we still don't have a match for Piccolo, do we?
No, because I reassigned Kengo.
Actually, Piccolo could be Osugi.
Oh,
you want to decompress that one a little bit?
Well, because, you know, gruff teacher.
No.
Okay, well.
Yeah, the teacher part, right? But I think everything else is kind of, no.
So do we think Libra is Guru?
Actually, Osugi would be Roshi.
Yes, because he's a pervert.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah. Who's Mr. Popo?
Oh my, I'm not sure anybody can match that.
Popo is Popo.
Tachibana?
Tachibana's got to be King Kai, right?
Tachibana can be three different characters. Because... He is.
Yeah, I would think Leo would have to be Mr. Popo.
Oh my God.
Is that racist?
Right. Huh?
Not if we paint him blue.
Oh, Nickelodeon.
So Frieza is Sagittarius.
Hmm, who's Cancer, then?
Raccoon?
Ginyu?
Captain Ginyu?
Cancer is the Ginyu Force. Just all of them at once.
Yes! I can see that.
It's fine if you just don't think about it.
Well, he spent a lot of time fighting Ryusei.
Vegeta.
Yeah, see? It works.
Andy spent a lot of time working on his routine.
Yes.
Boy, this works all too well, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's frightening.
It's a little scary.
Now, who would be Aquarius?
Android 18.
Sure.
So what should we watch next week that was more interesting than this?
How about Dragon Ball?
I like it. Me.
But if we watch Dragon Ball, then what will we make Sentai references with?
Watch Pokemon Force episodes.
Since that'll be out next week.
Actually, let's just do a Pokemon episode next week, because that's all we'll be thinking about anyway.
So, of course, that means we should be watching a Digimon episode.
Frontier?
No, never Frontier. We're never watching Frontier.
See what you've done, Fort Max?
Hmm? What?
Let's watch Data Squad.
Okay.
No! What is wrong with you people? Like, you're not even trying to help.
We're not!
Look, we'll just watch those two Time Ranger episodes that Overtime did.
Okay.
Can we get hard subs of those?
Fort Max?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Encoding Monkey.
Though, shouldn't everyone be able to watch soft subs that are standard def?
No.
I have problems with soft subs showing up streaming. Some doesn't get to work, sometimes I can't. But I don't think HD is a problem anymore because the new Mac is powerful enough to process that information.
Yeah, you should be able to handle 10-bit video even.
Yeah.
It's just the...
Because my old computer was like 8 years old and underpowered when I got it, so, you know.
Well, that's going to do that, yeah.
Okay, so that's what, 15 and 16 of Time Ranger? I mean, I know it's just the last ones that came out, but still.
They released them in a pair, so.
Yeah. Okay, so
Which
Time Ranger...
For some reason, we're encouraged to watch together, so... Doesn't entirely inspire confidence.
Guess we'll find out.
Oh boy.
Now remember, if this is terrible next week, I didn't do it on purpose because I haven't seen these yet.
Oh, this sounds like... Oh god.
This sounds like everything else XV has ever picked.
Well, what's the fun for me in picking something I've already watched because I've already seen it?
Well, you notice when I pick something I haven't seen... Usually it's good.
That's because you only pick Bioman.
And usually it's good.
Although you picked this too and it was kind of boring.
Yes, but also I didn't really give a shit what I was picking.
Valid.
I was just picking something quickly.
Well, we picked this quickly. I mean, we spent more time figuring out, you know, what Dragon Ball Z character maps to what Forza character.
Well, next
but
week
you have
we'll...
to admit, though, as versus movies goes, this was not the worst.
No, actually,
it was just kind of dull.
Yeah,
it's dull in the middle part, but I think it's good in the beginning and the last.
It has a few decent moments.
Ginga Man versus Mega Ranger was more fun overall.
What's that?
Ginga versus Mega was more fun.
Probably as a whole, but I did like this one actually used both teams.
Yeah.
Too bad Kenta and Red Racer didn't switch clothes with each other.
That would have been fun.
Although I'm not sure Kenta could have pulled off those leather pants.
No.
Literally or
like
figuratively.
Made it work or actually pulled them off of Red Racer.
Yes. As I was saying, literally or figuratively. Or by the new dictionary definition, literally or literally. Because now literally doesn't actually mean literally anymore.
That's the fun thing about language is that meaning is fluid. It changes depending on what we decide it means.
The fun thing about languages is that if enough people use a word wrong, it becomes right.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I actually do love that.
It's kind of the way speed limits work. When they notice that people are just going to speed through an area constantly and nothing bad happens, they just raise the speed limit.
Or they constantly post police officers there and fill their quota quite quickly.
Yeah,
but it costs more money to keep police officers on, you know, one stretch of road.
Oh,
than
not
does
anymore. Now they have speed trap cars. They just park there and give you automatic tickets without pulling you over.
Yep.
Well, there's that, too. But before that, it was cheaper to stamp out a new sign. All right. Well, I think that's going to be the show for this week.
And you said it would be a short
show with nothing to talk about.
Yep. Well, we are over 30 minutes less recording time than a normal show.
Well,
so...
next week we should have Gaim, so there's that.
Yeah, should.
We'll find out.
I'm sure we'll have it next day or so.
It'll be fine.
I'm not worried about it.
Don't say no.
We can always
Go wrong.
We can just fall back on Megaforce again.
Everything.
If we have to.
Fall back on nobody watching Megaforce again, right?
Right.
We could start watching another Garo series.
Or, you know, not.
Oh.
I told you we'll do that one power playback.
Watch another Garo series.
Yes, go
do
watch
it.
Another. Just, I don't know how available the Gomen Rider scrubs of the first series are.
Neither do I.
That would probably be preferable to getting, you know, the original TV Nihon versions, though.
Which look not spectacular. Like, let's just take a just look video real quality. Quick.
Which looks like TV Nihon?
It looks like 2005 TV Nihon.
Ew.
Because
yes.
it was 2005 TV
Exactly.
Neon. So they recorded on real media?
And transcoded to AV? Yeah.
Recorded straight from the TV straight into 3GP cell phone format.
Someone just held their cell phone up at the TV.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that explains everything.
It was the size of a brick.
And it was a Razer phone as well. Not even a modern smartphone.
Well, it was 2005, so.
Yeah, phones weren't really smart then.
They were dumb phones.
When did iPhones come out?
2007,
I thought.
6, 7? Maybe it's 7. It feels like much longer than it actually probably is.
Probably. You just get so used to having stuff like that.
Yeah.
You stop noticing the passage of time or something.
YouTube is what, like 10 years old now?
No.
Oh, I think more than that.
It's not even that old. I think it's like 2006 or so.
Oh no, I remember using YouTube in like 2004.
Not 2003. I don't think it's maybe it is.
But can you imagine a time without it now?
No.
Well, I still remember a time. I still remember a point in time where, you know, fan subs delivered over the internet was not a practical idea.
Yeah, because so nobody had high speed.
Yeah. You know, Mickey... fan subs that I ever watched, they were purchased as VHS tapes and made.
Right.
Oh God.
VHS.
Somebody would tape had like, you know, two VCRs hooked up together, tape one onto the other, and then send it to you.
Yep.
I remember, you know,
that's how I watched most of Tamers because I had no Fox Kids, and my only really access to it was to get the Japanese video recordings off of VHS.
That's how I watched Sailor Moon S and Stars.
Yeah.
I could have watched Super S too, but I started that and I said, no, I'm not watching this.
You're wise
I skipped
man.
Straight to Stars.
And what did you miss? Absolutely.
I missed a season of Rini.
Yeah. The most you miss is that you start Stars and other outfits look slightly differently. Okay. Usagi has a different finishing attack. Okay. But there's Neptune and Uranus. Okay.
Andrew, you watched Stars. Stars was great.
I still haven't watched Stars.
Me either.
I have the entirety of everything sitting on my hard drive. I keep meaning to watch it.
If I could reach this microphone and slap you, I would.
I should sit around that.
On getting slapped?
No, on watching.
Yeah.
Oh.
I haven't watched it in a long time. Or I keep starting and then get distracted by other things.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Go to tokupodcast.com for show notes and to listen to previous episodes. Find us on iTunes or download our Android app at tfradio.net/android. Follow us on Twitter for show updates, weekly power playback, and more at superhero_time. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2013.
Something shiny.
Where?
Exactly. Probably in the opening subs.
You shouldn't open subs, they'll make them sink.
Alternately, the filling will fall out.
Well played.
See, that's where I thought he was going at first, but he
Well, that kind of sub probably would sink.
Probably.
You know, the bread would absorb all that water and it'd become soggy and gross and just... Then you'd really want it to sink so you don't have to look at it and think about it anymore.
Like cornflakes have been sitting in milk for an hour.
Cornflakes that have been sitting in a minute in milk for like 2 minutes.
Or a couple days.
Cornflakes. That's it.
Well...
I guess speaking of cereal, Count Chocula's back.
Oh, God.
Aren't all five of those cereals supposed to be back?
Yes.
Five?
Them are. Yes.
Yeah, they brought back Fruit Brute and Fruity Yummy Mummy.
Where the f*** are they at?
What's the difference?
Go to Target or Walmart.
What's the difference between Fruit Brute and Fruity Yummy Mummy?
Fruity Mummy Yummy is orange, and Fruit Brute is...
pink.
It's pink.
The difference is I remember Fruity Yummy Mummy.
I
Mummy Yummy is orange.
That shows how old it is.
I thought Frankenberry was the pink one.
Frankenberry is pink.
So then what's the difference between that and Fruit Brute?
I'm not entirely certain. I haven't tried it yet. I forgot.
Did you get all five, though?
Not yet.
Mix them all together in one bowl.
Oh, my God.
That's my plan, actually.
That sounds insane, but I must do it.
スーパーヒーロータイム、来週もよろしくな。
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.